The Truth News Network. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Well, you can. But why would you want to? Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. Very kind words there, Pete. Thank you for that. Well, we're in part two of the Pelosi family big money corruption. We had part one yesterday, and we are unearthing Pelosi family questionable financial dealings that have to do with Speaker Pelosi's favoritism on the part of those special interests to her. They often have included her husband, her brother-in-law, and very connected political donors. Nancy learned the political process of corruption and watched it work as a girl. I bet you didn't know this. When she was a younger girl, she was the mayor's daughter. That was what she was called. Nancy Pelosi's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr., allegedly was a constant companion of notorious mobster Benjamin Benny Trotta Magliano and other underworld figures during his political years in Baltimore, Maryland. D'Alessandro was a congressman for five terms, from 1938 to 1947, and was Baltimore mayor for three terms, from 1947 to 1959. Magliano was identified by the FBI as one of Baltimore's top hoodlums. He widely was acknowledged as the representative for New York's Frankie Carbo, who made his bones with Murder Incorporated and later became a made guy in the Lucchese family. The allegations are included in D'Alessandro's recently released FBI files. Nancy's dad was not the only member of her immediate family who had legal issues. During the summer of 1953, Nancy's brother, Franklin D'Alessandro, was 20 years old then. He was one of 14 young guys charged with having committed rape of two girls, aged 11 and 13, during July of that year. It was reported that Franklin D'Alessandro was the only one of 12 of those tried at the time who was successful in obtaining an acquittal. A February 27, 1961 FBI memo states that, quote, "The consensus of opinion among persons connected with law enforcement is that D'Alessandro," that's Nancy's brother, "was acquitted of rape because of the brilliant fashion the way his case was handled by his defense attorney. D'Alessandro was represented by Joseph Sherbo, who managed to sever his client from the other defendants and ensured his trial went first, so any convictions against the others would not prejudice him. Apparently, D'Alessandro, the elder, believed that his son was guilty of the charge, and prior to trial urged him to plead guilty and take his medicine." Nancy grew up quickly in politics, learning from one of the all-time best movers and shakers in politics, and of course that was her dad. And she's developed it into an art form. She uses it prolifically, especially ingratiating family members and close political allies with business opportunities. Yesterday, we talked extensively about her husband, Paul, and his real estate dealings that have netted the pair tens of millions of dollars since the early part of this century. And those real estate ventures are still paying dividends, as well as garnering Nancy huge campaign contributions. Let's look at other financial dealings that have been purposely kept below the media radar screen, and they include others than just Nancy and her husband, Paul. The big words are green energy. They're back in the news again now. Green energy has for more than a decade now been the buzz in industry that has attracted constant attention and taxpayer dollars from Washington. One of the reasons for its luster is the ability to easily justify taxpayer grants and loan guarantees to start up green energy companies to assist the U.S. to, through the private sector, quickly head down the path toward energy independence. But more importantly, renewable green energy independence. The Obama administration saw that opportunity with an open cash register in mind. And the 44th president certainly opened that cash register that started full of taxpayer dollars and loan guarantees that were doled out, emptying the taxpayer cash register indiscriminately to Silicon Valley companies in obscene amounts. I was in San Jose on business several years ago and drove by a very large building right on the side of the freeway. On it was emblazoned a sign that said, "Solyndra," proudly displayed for all to see. After all, Solyndra was an Obama federal government and American taxpayer-subsidized miracle company. Solyndra was subsidized, but Solyndra was far from a miracle. deep in the mire of the nearly $1 billion of obligations to American taxpayers for Solyndra was another family member of Pelosi. Let's take a look. Solyndra, which manufactured unique solar panels based on cylindrical cells that didn't require silicone, was once a burgeoning clean energy superstar, attracting more than $1 billion from private investors. In 2009, the Obama administration approved a $535 million loan guarantee that helped the company build a new factory in Fremont, California. It became a poster child for the president's stimulus efforts. But in August of 2011, the factory suddenly closed. And by September of that year, the company had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Now, Nancy had no direct involvement in the Solyndra loan guarantee, although she sidestepped normal House budget examination processes for all entities seeking federal loan guarantees, and she did that to fast-track the Solyndra loan guarantee. It went downhill in the green energy federal loan business after the Solyndra horror. So what was next? Under Obama, the Department of Energy approved $1 billion in new loans to green energy companies, including a $737 million loan guarantee to a company known as Solar Reserve. Despite the knowledge that Solyndra was tanking, then-Minority Leader Pelosi's brother-in-law, second-in-command at the energy investment firm backing the project, the Solar Reserve Project, somehow secured government funding for the project. PCG Clean Energy and Technology Fund East, LLC, listed as one of the investors in the project, was given the staggering loan, which even dwarfs that given to failed company Solyndra. The project was expected to generate enough electricity to power 43,000 homes. That's significant. That's it. Not real significance for $1 billion. Obama's Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announced the loan just 2 days after the doomed $535 million Solyndra disaster was scheduled for completion. On Solar Reserve's website is a list of investment partners, including the PCG Clean Energy and Technology Fund East, LLC. As blogger American Glob quickly discovered, PCG's number two is none other than Ronald Pelosi, a San Francisco political insider and financial industry polymath who happens to be the brother-in-law of Nancy Pelosi. Then she was minority leader of the House of Representatives. But wait, there's more. One of Solar Reserve's other investment partners is Argonaut Private Equity. Steve Mitchell and Argonaut Private Equity might have a chance to recoup some of their losses in the Solyndra debacle now that the Department of Energy has given a $737 million loan guarantee to a company backed by Argonaut that also lists Mitchell among its board of directors. Mitchell served on the Solyndra LLC board of directors. He also serves as managing director for Argonaut Private Equity, a company that invested in Solyndra through the LLC's parent company. After Solyndra declared bankruptcy, two Democratic members of the U.S. House asked that Mitchell testify about Solyndra. Though he has not appeared ever before Congress, he has been asked to provide documents to Congress pertaining to Solyndra, and we're still waiting. At the time, Florida Representative Cliff Stearns, then chairman of the Investigation Subcommittee of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, warned, quote, "The administration's flagship project Solyndra is bankrupt and being investigated by the FBI. The promised jobs never materialized, and now the Department of Energy is preparing to rush out nearly $5 billion in loans in the final 48 hours before stimulus funds expire. That's nearly $105 million every hour that must be finalized until the deadline." Despite the warnings, Energy Secretary Chu said the projects would create 900 construction jobs. All, wow, 900 construction jobs. Those are temporary. The permanent ones, the ones that stay after the construction project is finished, 52 permanent jobs. 52 permanent jobs. That's unbelievable. All told, Obama-era expenditures, first put in place by Speaker Pelosi, who did away with the usual budgetary process, we mentioned that a few moments ago, exceeded revenues by more than $1 trillion each year. Let me repeat that. Obama-era expenditures that Nancy put in place, she did away with the usual budgetary process. Those expenditures exceeded revenues by more than $1 trillion each year. This became the baseline for unquestioned omnibus spending packages that subsequent Republican speakers, John Boehner, who followed Nancy, and Paul Ryan, who followed Boehner, they refused to rein in the spending. This allowed politicians on both sides of the aisle to grow rich, while our children were saddled with a debt burden from which they are not likely to escape, ever. There's a reason Nancy Pelosi has a net worth ranging from $120 to $185 million. She more than likely earned her money the old-fashioned way, by figuring out how to get it out of taxpayers. It's the same reason Democrats are lining up behind the Green New Deal now that reads like a Republican parody of a Democrat program. Now put the Green New Deal in perspective. If the Beltway elites grew rich by spending $4 trillion each year, imagine just how much can they believe they can skim from doubling or tripling those expenditures. As the Obama White House rejected charges that the Obama administration was motivated by politics and its decisions on green energy loans, scrutiny increased over the preference given to Democratic donors seeking federal loans. 2011 emails suggested that politics did play a role in administration decisions regarding its energy loan guarantee programs. But beyond the timing of political announcements, the Solyndra investigation churned up questions about the White House's overall strategy of doling out taxpayer money. The roles of green energy subsidies show that beyond a few headline-grabbing cases, several well-connected Democrats obtained taxpayer assistance for environmentally friendly projects. Obama liked green energy. It was a great thought, it was an easy sell, and it just sounded good. Among the recipients of those Democrats are Solyndra, which received $535 million in loan guarantees, and whose chief investor was the George Kaiser Family Foundation. George Kaiser was an Obama campaign bundler. Bright Source Energy, which received $1.6 billion and whose senior advisor is Robert Kennedy Jr., who was an early Obama backer. Solar Reserve, we just talked about a minute ago, which got a $737 million loan and whose major investor is a company run by Michael Froman, who was a deputy assistant to the president. Froman bundled up to $500,000 for the president's 08 campaign. Granite Reliable Wind Generation, which received a $168.9 million loan. The company's majority owner is a firm formerly led by Nancy Ann DeParle, who became an Obama White House deputy chief of staff and former head of the president's healthcare communications team during the reform debate. And then there was Abound Solar, which received a loan guarantee worth $400 million. A key investor was billionaire heiress Pat Stryker, who gave $87,000 to Obama's inauguration committee and hundreds of thousands more to Democratic causes. Peter Schweitzer, author of the book Throw Them All Out, wrote that at least 10 members of Obama's finance committee and more than a dozen of his campaign bundlers took money from administration loan programs. Taxpayers are on the hook for more than $2.2 billion from the federal government's energy loan guarantee programs. That's according to an audit that suggested the controversial projects would not pay for themselves, as officials had promised all along. Nearly $1 billion in loans have already defaulted under the Energy Department program, which included the infamous Solyndra stimulus project and dozens of other green technology programs that the Obama administration approved and were implemented, totaling nearly about $30 billion in taxpayer backing. That's according to the Government Accountability Office. They reported that in a separate audit. It's increasingly hard to tell the government's green job subsidies apart from the Democrats' Friends and Family Reward Program. Funny, the Democrats scream that Saudis renting out an entire floor of a Trump hotel is an untenable emolument. Nancy Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, are behind a lot of this. Their hands touch every one of these projects. When we come back in just a moment, we're going to wrap this thing up with some more details, and we're going to give you our thoughts on what's really happened and how it's happening over and over and again in Congress. Back right after this at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
When madness is the norm, the truth is a radical act of courage. Remain calm. Be brave. Wait for the signs. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Morning face. You get it when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! That went in my eyes!
Quit moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA. Love your home.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants.
Mmm, that does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure! I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal!
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway. Eat fresh.
Fake news, spin, anger, violence. How do you sort through the chaos? You tune in to TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
You know, the problems with Washington, D.C. is it's really hard to get true answers from anybody about anything. And that's because Congress determines everything about Congress. They determine the rules. They give themselves pay raises. They're in control of everything. And at the top of the heap is always the Speaker of the House. That's Nancy Pelosi. When discussing all of this money that's doled out and is pushed around and all the favors and campaign contributions, it's mind-boggling to try to keep up with it, including what they're really worth. What's Nancy Pelosi? What's she really worth? She dodged a question from a woman at a town hall event last year regarding her net worth as Pelosi was criticizing that GOP tax reform law and the federal budget, you know, where she poo-pawed bonuses that big companies were paying to employees, calling those bonuses crumbs. Here's what she said. God never intended one group of people to live in superfluous, inordinate wealth while others live in abject, deadening poverty, she said at a Phoenix, Arizona event. She was quoting Martin Luther King Jr., according to a video shared by the Republican National Committee. Shortly after she said that, a woman from the crowd raised her voice and asked this, "How much are you worth, Nancy? Are you in abject poverty?" the woman added. "We're not talking about that," Pelosi said, noting that she has 5 grown children and can speak louder than anyone. Pelosi is considered one of the wealthiest members of Congress, and her net worth is estimated to be approximately, listen to this, $143 million. As House Speaker, Pelosi makes $193,000 a year. She gets $20,000 on top of the normal $173,000 congressional salary. We have yesterday and today listed several examples of how the longtime Congresswoman from California has parlayed her personal and business relationships and those of her husband into an amazing net worth, not just for her and her immediate family, but for relatives and even for close friends, and of course, Democrat Party big-time campaign donors. What worries most Americans is not that the Speaker, or any other member of Congress for that matter, is wealthy. It's that almost to a person, they enter Congress with a pile of campaign debt They make $170,000 or so a year. They live in one of the nation's most costly cities while maintaining a residence back home in their districts for their families. They do all this and somehow become millionaires. Americans see that and wonder how it happens. You now know how it happens. Deal making. And by the way, there are some unwritten rules for those who enter Congress, and they go like this. Take a seat, listen, and learn. Don't question power. Don't question how party leadership functions. Don't question the rules of Congress. When you've proven you are a true part of our party and that you'll do as told, you'll begin to get good committee appointments. When that happens, you'll have financial doors open that you never knew even existed, and you'll be able to take advantage of those for you personally. Keep your mouth shut about all those opportunities. We don't discuss family business outside of the family. Democrats and Republicans alike have the same opportunities. We only push so hard against members of the other party. Why? Well, they're going to win power and be in control someday. We don't want to upset these opportunities for them so that when they regain control, they'll treat us the same way. Make certain you always take care of those who put you in the places for you to take advantage of these opportunities. Remember this, what goes around comes around. Never go outside the congressional family to discuss any of the things you see and hear within our party. If you make a habit of breaking these rules, we'll see to it you are kicked to the curb and sent home. Remember, a representative only has 2 years, a senator, six. But each of those can be shortened if the party so chooses. I think by now you've got to agree with me when I say this. Financial rewards in Washington are for sale. What's the price? Simple. Total compliance with party rules and party processes. Pay the piper, you'll get what you want, sooner or later. Wow, is there corruption in Washington, D.C.? We've just scratched the surface. I think you know that. And in doing so, we've shed just a little bit of light on how the House Speaker, this House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California, has used the system outside of normal operations as a congresswoman and the House Speaker to make herself money and put her friends, her family members, and her immediate family members, especially her husband, in the right place at the right time for the right opportunities. Hey, that's going to do it for today. Thanks for being here. Sometimes we have to bring you bad news. Sometimes we have to tell you bad stories. But as part of what we do at Truth News Network, you always get the truth here. So come back. Come back every day. We got more for you until we get together again. So long, everybody. Have a great day.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
TNN.
The Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.